Good morning. Friday, September 4th, 2015. It's 6:22 a.m. on a Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. So I was so proud of myself for remembering the time yesterday morning. I completely botched the date. It's not August, it's September. We all have those days. I still catch myself dating checks in 1975 for some reason. I don't write checks very much anymore, that might be it. Oh, look at this, the sun's coming up. The sun was not up when I started this morning, but it's clearing the horizon. There's a lot of mare's tails off to the south. And a little patch of mackerel sky off to the west, but they're all just picked out in a very faint rose color, the mare's tails. It's beautiful. Look at that. Woohoo. A pretty morning. Who would have figured? It's a chilly morning. It's, I had 56 outside my door. The official temperature this morning is 48. Which explains why I'm freezing. Because I'm not dressed for 48. I'm dressed for 56. My hands are cold. Nose is running. But I'm walking. I'm walking fast so I can get back in time to wake the kid up to get her to school. She goes to school this morning at 7:45. So I've got about an hour to get home, get her fed. Get her in the car. Well, I've got more than that. I've got like an hour and 20 minutes to get home, get her fed, get her in the car. And she gets out at around lunchtime, so I'll have the morning. And I'm hoping against hope that this morning will be a day of focus. Yesterday I did maybe 500 words. I went back to the beginning of the story because I like what's there, but I don't have a feel for the beginning of the story. I don't have a sense for where the elements fall. So like I did with Ishmael, I'm going to try different starts in different places to see what I can do here. Has to be. I know there's a story here. I just have to find it. I just have to figure out what it is. I sort of figured out what Natalia's drivers are. I haven't figured out is the exact relationship between the dark side and Confederated planets. So yeah, I'm trying to think of, okay, I know what started me down this path was something that happened when I first started EVE Online, and Natalia got in a bind with Concord, which is the in-game non-player character police. And she did something that she shouldn't have done. And knowing what I know now, it was like total stoop. It was insanity. But being new, I had no idea. I had no idea what this was going to do. And the results were rather desperate. I thought, well, that would make a good, that would make a good backstory. And it does, it does. The problem is that I don't have that backstory informing any of the current plot line. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe because I've got this thing that happened 2 decades before in story timeline thing. And I'm not writing about any of it. I'm just writing about current timeline stuff. So the whole background of why she's there and what she's doing and how she's doing it is sort of lost. It's sort of like so far in the past. It's missing. It's it's not informing the story. That's what I was thinking. It's not informing the story. So what I need to do is figure out how it would inform the story in the current timeline. That's a challenge. That's the task. And then we'll see how it works out. Then we'll see what happens. So I think I've got the right start now. I think I've got the correct beginning. What I'm trying to do is establish what life is like on a mining barge. And for that, I'm sort of drawing from my experience as a fishing boat. Because a lot of ways mining asteroids and fishing, it's pretty much the same. You get in your vessel and you navigate to where your targets are, and you do your best to capture as much of the target as you can, as you have room for, and then you take it back and sell it, which is a sort of pseudocode description of what fishing, at least commercial fishing, is. And what asteroid mining might be. Oh, wow, look at that. It's beautiful. Yeah, there are sweeping mare's tails off to the east and south. And the sky is, because the sun is just barely peeking over the horizon now, I guess. Skies are really a dark blue. Ick, monk post. A soggy, soggy monk post. Ah, it's gorgeous. Holy crap. I'd take a picture, but I don't think it would come out just because of the scale and the distance and stuff. But it's a beautiful morning. So I'm still thinking about Eve and trading on Eve and the characters that are there, how they all work together. A note this morning from one listener who suggested Richard, who suggested that T1 ships make a good target for trade. I hadn't really paid that much attention to it, but I think he's correct. I think that's it's an interesting idea. And oh, it's apparently, is this true? There's apparently Anita Lewis's birthday today. Happy birthday, Anita. Completed another whole orbit around the system primary. Keep going, keep going. Oh, what do I have for breakfast this morning? Oh, I've had some coffee. I've been up since about 5. And I've had a little bit of coffee. I haven't had enough coffee. I've had a little bit of coffee. And now I want breakfast. I want my either my oatmeal or, you know, like an omelet or something this morning. Depends on what the kid wants. I can hope what she'll want is toaster waffles, because frankly, I don't feel like messing with eggs this morning, but chances are she's going to want an egg of some flavor. Yesterday it was a fried egg sandwich. She wanted a fried egg sandwich for breakfast. I'm good with that. I make it with couple fried eggs, a little bit of cheese, throw a couple of little slabs of cheddar on top of the egg, and then slap it on a couple of pieces of toast. I'd be interested to see what this modification in my diet has wrought in terms of the blood work. I've got a doctor's appointment, my annual checkup coming up in a few days, and let's see what he says, see what the blood work looks like. I've cut out almost entirely, not completely, but almost entirely processed carbs. I eat a lot of protein. I eat a fair amount of fruit and veg. Dairy. Oh God, I eat so much dairy. I eat so much cheese. Drink milk. I had a little taste of ice cream last night. That was a little treat. Like, I really could afford the carbs and the ice cream, but you know what? Some days are like that. So I have pizza. When I order pizza for the kids, I order a box of wings for myself. That I like wings. They're the fat is apparently not a problem as much as carbs, so the wings are quite delicious. And very low in carb. And or relatively low in carb. Compared to pizza, which is pretty much all carbs. Oh. Yep, sun's up. Beauty, beauty, beauty. It's like right on the horizon. It's almost directly on the horizon. My shadow is so long, it's crossing the street and showing up on the house across the street, which is a good 50 feet away. It's that close to the horizon. And the horizon is that flat. So, yeah. Très amusant. So, trundle. Yeah, breakfast. Trading. Natalia's story. I've got these people all on the same ship. Because I needed a crew. I don't want to have like 17 different ships and 17 different crews. It just gets too many people, too complicated. I know basically what all of them want, except for Zoya. I don't have any idea what Zoya wants. And that might be okay, but it's hard to create a really rounded character if you don't know what they want, if you don't know what they believe in. I should spend a little time with the Take Off Your Pants outline to see if I can't flesh some of this out a little bit more. Oh, anyway, here I am at the back gate. The point in the day where I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.